It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and joining us, a Flathead Valley author, Craig Naylor. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you guys again.
How do you feel today?
I feel a little bit sleepy. I think it's the gray. Nothing yeah. that another cup of coffee okay. wouldn't cure.
I should have asked, do you feel good? And you could have said, yep.
I do feel good. It's always wonderful to come and visit with you guys. Oh, you're gracious hosts.
So what's on your mind today? I got a feeling it has to do with the big writers' conference.
You must be psychic. A week from today, we have our 32nd annual Flathead River Writers' Conference. And we're holding it at the Red Lion this year. And they've been gracious in getting us all set up. We have about 100 people coming. Mm. And we have a great lineup of speakers and presenters for this conference.
Now, this is designed for people who are fledgling writers?
Any from fledgling to really quite experienced. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all gone to a conference and we feel like we know everything. But there's that one little tip in there that really makes us pause and think that maybe we don't know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and everybody probably has different techniques or styles or something, and you can absorb that and apply what works for you.
They do. They do. And even if it doesn't work for you, maybe down the line you meet somebody that it will work for them.
Yeah.
One of mm-hmm. the things about the authors of the Flathead is we take mentorship very seriously. Mm-hmm. So our motto is writers helping writers. So we're actually going to have a fair number of students attending this year. One 10 years old who is writing stories
really?
Already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I talk to so many people and they say, you know, I've got a book inside me, but I just can't get it out.
Yeah.
I saw a comic. There's a doctor in a white smock and the patient is sitting down and the doctor says, you've got a novel in there that just needs to come out.
I can help.
You know, novels too, but, you know, one of the things that people are starting to do is, especially when they get to be towards the end of their life, is they want to write a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got one person who's coming who was in the Heaven's Gate cult and left 2 weeks before they all killed themselves.
Whoa.
And
oh
you talk about a memoir. I mean, yeah. you know, we've got some amazing stories like that.
Yeah, that's something to think about, too. You're writing your memoirs for, you know, for your children and grandchildren, people who have no idea
that's
what
right.
your life was like.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody that we both knew, Dick Curtis,
yeah.
He was a road manager for Frank Sinatra and Led Zeppelin. And, you know, the list goes on and on. And he wrote a book just for his friends that I have a copy of.
This. Oh, I'd love to read that.
Tells the war stories, you know, of acting or handling, trying to tamp down these artists on the road.
Yeah. I wonder how many of those stories I heard over scotch and soda.
Yeah, it could be. Now, I wondered about the mentoring part of it, because writing is such a personal thing. How does that work anyway, bringing out the other person's best?
Yeah. We have meetings pretty much every Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So the first Thursday is a craft mm-hmm. session run by local writer Kathy Dunhoff. And the second Thursday we have guest speakers, and they're coming from all over the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are Zoom meetings. The third one is open readings, where people present something, they read it out loud and get instantaneous feedback. And then we have a screenwriting program on the fourth Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so people come, they present their writing, and they get comments, they get feedback from people. And and then we have the student writing competition. The last time I was here, we talked mm-hmm. about that. So students can enter poetry, nonfiction, and short fiction and be judged. And then, you know, people just shoot somebody an email and ask for something.
Do you have a website
we
or something where people can get involved? Yeah, that modern thing, John. You know, so that's for the ongoing program.
Right.
But what about this at the Red Lion? What is the date again?
Yeah, it's this a week from today, so the 29th, 30th of September. and October 1. And so we have Mark Sullivan, who's our keynote speaker. He's got two books, he's got many books out, but his two recent one, Under a Scarlet Sky, is about a young man who lived in Italy who worked for the Nazis, but at Ooh. Night he helped Jews escape over the Alps.
Wow.
And then the newest one, The Last Green Valley, is about the Martell family, who has a construction company here in Montana, mm-hmm. and how they lived in that part of Ukraine that was taken over by the Nazis and then the Soviets. The family split up. They were in prison camps. They eventually got back together and came to the United States. Wow. And So
this is, Mark Sullivan wrote this?
He did.
Okay, so, mm-hmm. but it's based on fact.
It is.
That is.
Yeah, it's a genre something. Called historical fiction, where everything is factual, but occasionally, if there's some nebulous parts of the story, then he fills it in. And of mm-hmm. course, describing a sunrise, there's always some fiction in that. Sure.
Oh, that's right.
So Mark is the keynote speaker, and then got another Mark who's also going to be involved too, talking about manuscripts.
Yeah, Mark, like Litter, lives down in Big Fork, and he runs a online journal publishing short nonfiction. He has many books out, partly under Mark Like Litter name, but also Mark Hummel. So his literary fiction is under his own name, and then Hummel is his middle name, and when he kills people in books, that's the one he uses.
Watch out. Who's got that upcoming book?
What do we have to do to become a part of this writer's conference?
We do have a website, authorsoftheflathead.org, and there's a link to register for the conference. We still have about 15 seats that are still open for the conference, and you can register there. You have the schedule of all our meetings. You can contact us with any questions. There's quite a few resources on that website.
You say 15 seats left, so you're obviously keeping the group is fairly small.
We do. Because we writers helping writers, we want to have a small, intimate conference mm-hmm. where people mm-hmm. can actually visit with each other.
Trying to avoid fist fights, John. I don't know, the competitive spirit between authors. I'm just joking.
There is some of that. It's but basically, this group is pretty harmonious. We take the writers helping writers seriously.
All right. This is just a wonderful thing, and we have more and more local writers all the time who are getting published. And getting published is a little bit easier now with the online publishing. It's available, and when you have Amazon and places like that, boy, you know what? You can get your book out there.
You can.
You want to get it read is the thing.
The self-publishing has really transformed the business. Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like recording artists, I would think, John. You create it, you think it's good, but you put it out and you want to have it embraced or,
You do. You do. And then, in music, it's the same thing. There's so many online venues now for getting your music out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to actually put out a physical CD or LP is coming back now.
I miss the liner notes and the color of the label and all of that.
Yeah. Let's circle back here. The 32nd Annual Flathead River Writers Conference. It is beginning next Tuesday, right?
Next Friday.
Okay.
Friday we have a all-day craft session with Julie mm-hmm. Stevenson, a New York agent. She's going to talk about literary writing and, techniques. And then the full conference runs Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. And to get involved, go on the website right now and get registered.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. And that is Flathead.
Authorsoftheflathead.com.
Don't put flathead.
.org.
Authors of the Flat. And if you just put in Authors of the Flathead, it'll take you there.
The Google thing.
All right. Hey, Craig, thank you so much. A great conversation. We appreciate it.
It's always great to talk to you.